Good morning.
On the way, we have our guest, Laura Turner. But first,
we're going to hear from Laura. We're going to hear her new single, which she sent through to us here at Radio Woken. This is just amazing. I love this. We're going to talk to Laura after we hear In Full Action with this track. It's called I Sometimes Wonder. That is I Sometimes Wonder by Laura Turner.
What a voice and what a song. It's very catchy. And I had to be very careful because Laura joins us live on Zoom right now. And she may not be able to see you because you don't have a camera, John, but she can see me.
Yes, you can see you dancing away to the song. Getting the old toes tapping on a Sunday. Morning, Laura. Thank you so much
for joining us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. All the way from Norfolk, but the world's a smaller place when you do stuff online. So we heard I Sometimes Wonder, which was an amazing song, and we know you're a new solo artist from Norfolk. You were in a band with your cousin, I believe, just venturing out on the solo route at the moment.
That's correct. That band is still actually going, but it kind of inspired me to go for it with my solo stuff, because this is a song I actually wrote a long time ago. It gave me the inspiration to just go for it.
I mean, what was that like, you know, being in a band and then sort of going out on your own? I mean, what was that? I mean, was it quite a scary prospect at first for you to do that?
Yeah, I feel like it was the right kind of time to do it, because, you know, we can do both alongside each other. The weirdest bit is when you go to the studio and you record the track and you're there on your own. And you're then the solo decision maker, you know, you're the one that all the questions get asked to, like, how do you want this to sound? You know, what is this? What's that? So, yeah, it's very odd. And because normally, you know, it's a group decision and you don't have that then.
Are you good at making decisions when you're sort of saying, right, we need a decision, need to make that? Or are you one of those people that's like, oh, I don't know?
I'm going to say yes and no. And obviously that's not a decision. So when it's something that I've created, yes, I can make that decision. When it's what do you want for dinner? It's no, that's tricky. Okay.
Yes. Or when you're
so
in a cafe.
Creatively, you're good. Everything else, maybe not.
Like when you're in a cafe and you get like a selection of 20 different cakes. It's like, which one do you have? Those sort of decisions, you know, nice problems to have, but quite hard decisions to make. Yeah. So we mentioned then, Laura, I Sometimes Wonder, a revamped version of a song called So Foolish. So you originally wrote that whilst you were studying in London then, I believe.
That's correct, yeah. So it's a song I wrote whilst I was there doing, it was a diploma in music performance. And I was in the car the other day and I've actually got a CD player in my car. And I thought, oh, I'll just have a quick look through this CD case. And I found the CD that I'd recorded. And it is called So Foolish. So I listened to it and it sounds very different. But yeah, I wanted to kind of make it more catchy, a bit more, I would say, up to date. I hope it's up to date. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's very good. I think it could be a good song for the summer, actually. I think I'm going to be playing it certainly a lot more.
Absolutely. You can imagine, you know, barbecue or being on a beach listening to that. I think that kind of vibe.
Or driving in the car on a nice day.
Absolutely. And what was it like rediscovering, you know, say, putting the CD in your CD player and sort of revisiting songs you recorded a while ago? I mean, what was that experience like for you?
It was nice, actually, because you can see or you can hear, let's say, how you've evolved over the years.
Yeah.
My voice, you know, it has definitely changed as I've been singing more. And just the format of the song has changed as well. So it's really nice, actually, to listen back to.
Okay.
Have you got lots of songs ready to go? Have you got like two or three albums worth?
Not quite. A handful of songs.
So how
some artists say it's easier to write the first album or get going because you've had longer to prepare and get all the stuff ready than you do once you're in the business and you get busier.
Yeah, I kind of I can only write really in the moment. I really have to kind of just randomly think of things and that's when I can get into the zone. So I have got a handful of songs to go forward with, and I do want to create more because it's really, I'm going to use the word addictive. It's addictive creating these sounds, you know?
Yeah, I get that, you know, when you sort of get that creative flair, you know, and the inspiration, you just want to kind of get it done and get those songs produced and everything. So really good to talk to you, Laura. We're going to talk some more. We're going to hear some more of your music. Take a quick break for some adverts and another track. And then we'll be back with you very shortly. So, if you don't mind hanging around on Zoom, watching what's going on. Well, watching Matt and looking at a screen with my name on it.
Yeah, that's kind of Laura's look. Sorry, Laura. We're trying to prove next time.
No problem.
You're listening to Radio Woking. The time is 17 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Online and on DAB Digital Radio. This is Radio Woking.
Going back to have another chat with Laura Turner.
Absolutely. And what sort of music do we find you listening to, you know, when you're listening to music to, you know, go about your day or whatever? What's usually on your CD player, your MP3 player, your iPad or your iPod or whatever?
So I tend to have the radio on in the kitchen most of the time. And in the car, I'll make playlists and, you know, stream playlists of all kinds of things. So, I don't know.
Your mind goes blank, doesn't it, when you ask that question?
Yeah.
You love music. You just can't think of someone who asks. That's
any tracks.
Those things, yeah.
None at all. One of the songs I've been playing a lot recently is the, I think it's Ella Henderson and Becky Hill with David Guetta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's very good.
There's a thing about music, you know, it's a very sort of subjective subject. Everyone's got music they like and it gets people talking. I think it's a universal language as well, you know. It sort of breaks down barriers, gets people talking, and it's a good conversation starter. You know, what music are you into? It's kind of where you go when you finish with small talk about the weather, you get onto music. Yeah. Smart, yeah. Conversation.
It's always all sorts, you know.
Absolutely. So when did you first get into music? Where did that sort of bug come from?
I've always loved music. I've always loved dancing and singing. And it was probably at school I knew I wanted to do something to do with music. And it's taken me this long to do anything about it. Just a few years, you know. And I went to college in London, which we've spoken about, actually. And so I studied music performance, which I did vocals. And that's where I started to put some songs together. It then kind of took a back seat as my other career kind of progressed, but now I feel like since the pandemic I've had a bit of a chance to kind of look at it again.
Okay, a lot of people are saying that, I think. You know,
pandemic was a bit of a reset for everyone in all our lives, I think.
Definitely, yes.
It's really interesting sort of, you know, hearing about your sort of journey and going from being in a band to, you know, branching out on your own. Open mic nights. Now, I've been having a little nose for your Instagram page, and your Instagram, I've been there for a few months, and I think in March you posted, I sound like a right stalker now, in March you posted
it. You did, yeah. called research, John. It's research.
That's the one. You were talking about open mic nights and how this is something relatively new idea for you to get involved with.
Definitely. So, because obviously I'd written the song a long time ago and I didn't play an instrument really. I've kind of dabbled in, you know, piano and guitar a tiny, tiny bit. So this year I was like, right, I'm going to do something about this. So I had a really old guitar, which was actually my uncle's, and I was like, I'm just going to learn, you know, how to put a few chords together, and then I can jump straight into the deep end and go for some open mics. I was extremely nervous, like my heart was pounding in my chest, but I just thought if I don't do it now, it's, you know, I'll regret it, so...
So you just went for it, so picked up the guitar and kind of, self-taught yourself?
I won't lie. I had a couple of lessons just to help with kind of some strumming techniques. But other than that, just look up some chords and stuff online, see what's about, see what sounds good, spend hours practicing.
I was going to say, you make it sound
How
so easy.
Because when you first learn guitar, your fingers usually end up in bits.
Yeah, they hurt. I'm struggling with a bar chord, so I'm not going to lie about that either. That's hard work. But it is just practice.
Yeah, do you know what? I picked up a guitar in a charity shop just before lockdown, and then it was going to be my lockdown project to learn to play the guitar. It just sort of sits in the corner of him gathering dust.
It's a great ornament for his recording studio at home.
Because I jump on Zoom and everyone's like, oh, you got a guitar? That's really cool. I'm like, yeah, rock and roll. Can't actually play it.
It's the same for a lot of people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is. What was your reaction like at the open mic nights? Did it go down well? Did it give you a bit of boost of confidence as well?
Yeah, I was so nervous. I was shaking, but the guys there were really supportive. You know, the first couple that I did, I went to the same place and they were really, really supportive. You know, and it's a place, you know, they're not paying you to play. So it's kind of, it gives you that permission to mess up and for it to be all right. So that's why I felt a bit more comfortable doing that kind of thing first.
So you think that's a kind of a good starting point, you know, if you're going to look to maybe sort of play paid gigs at some point, if you go to an open mic night, you can get the confidence with the crowd and sort of build up your confidence.
100%. You know, there are some people online that's like, oh, you know, that's how people get free music at pubs and stuff. And yeah, it is. But It definitely helps to build your confidence and progress your skills as well.
So two ways street, you know, it gives it, you know, like you say, it gives the pub the entertainment for the night, and it also gives you those skills and confidence. So, you know, it works both ends, doesn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, and you also played in your local area of Norwich at a flea market, I believe.
A free market.
Yes, okay. Tell me about that.
All the glamorous venues.
Do you know what? That was so much fun. And again, it was kind of like an open mic session. But yeah, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. They had loads of, you know, local craft stalls and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a fantastic day.
Oh, wow. And that's kind of taking music back to kind of its, you know, stripped back level, you know, just being there. What, I was at acoustic with a guitar and...
Yeah, totally.
Brilliant, okay. So you live in Norfolk. You know, a lot of people from the Surrey and Woking area may be thinking, oh, maybe a holiday destination in Norfolk. So, you know, what's Norfolk? You do your bit for the Norfolk Tourist Board now. You know, what's Norfolk got to offer us Surrey folk if we come up on holiday?
Do you know what? Norfolk is absolutely beautiful. And as I grew up, I didn't really appreciate it. But now as an adult, it has got so many, you know, nice countryside spots. You've got the coastline. It is gorgeous for holidays. So, yeah, definitely look at us.
Yeah, more to Norfolk than just the mustard then, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Turkey, you know.
Exactly. Okay, and if we want to find out more about you and your music, how do we do that?
So I am on Instagram. It's Laura_T_music. I'm also on Facebook and on Spotify and obviously the other streaming platforms as well. So it's Laura T.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything important coming up for you in 2022? Have you got any gigs already planned and things we should know about already?
I've got a few sessions coming up, some more open mics and a couple of short gigs at, you know, kind of multi artist kind of events. But the main one is the first single release, which is next month, which is the song that you heard just a few moments ago. So, yeah,
which we absolutely love. We are going to end, though, with another one of your tracks. And this is a bit of a sneak preview. This is coming out later in the year. It's a track called Ghosted. So tell us a bit about that.
So Ghosted, I wrote more recently, maybe in the last couple of years. And it was basically about this, I call it a relationship. I'm doing the quotation marks here on Zoom.
I can see them. She really is.
Well, let's say I was led on to believe that this was something that could be really good, you know, a great relationship. It turns out that it wasn't that way at all. So my perception of the relationship was, oh my gosh, this is great. We've got an amazing connection. I'm throwing in lyrics here. But his side of the perception was, oh, this is just a bit of fun. And, you know, I've got many other options to go with. So it's just about kind of letting off steam about that. And it's, there's quite a bit of contrast. So you've got the dark side and then the bright side of how it could have been. Okay. So
did it help you, though, to put those thoughts and those feelings into a song?
Always. I feel like writing music is therapy for me. I think a lot of artists feel like that as well. So, yeah, definitely.
Music from the heart, yes. Best place for it to come from. Really good, Laura, really good to talk to you. Wish you all the best for the future. And, you know, I'm sure we'll chat again at some point when you've got more music coming up. But good luck for everything you've got coming up.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for
Would you like to introduce your song Ghosted?
Sure, why not? This is my next single, Ghosted, and thank you so much, John and Matt, for having me on the show.
You're very welcome, Laura. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.